the day on our money, markets, workplace culture, and innovation beats. Listen for my colleague Kai Ryssdal, host of Marketplace, on many public radio stations, of course, or streamable once they put the broadcast to bed at marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. APM, American Public Media.
Programming on KCAW is provided by First Bank, helping customers safely access their accounts electronically using online banking, mobile check deposit, online bill pay, and more. First Bank, the one who's here.
Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW, Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and join me via Zoom this morning. I have Martha Pearson from Search to talk about No More Excuses, colon cancer screening awareness. Martha, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Erin. It's great to be here.
So why now? Why come up with this colon cancer screening awareness now?
Sure. Well, March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month, so it's a good reason, if you need one, to pay attention to this. We all have so many things that we need to pay attention to on our daily basis that I find it helpful to have reminders, as in these monthly Awareness Month initiatives. And Search is doing the No More Excuses campaign because, as we talked about colon cancer, why should people pay attention to this now? It's colon cancer is a very deadly cancer, but the main thing about it that I like to emphasize is that if it's caught early, it's almost entirely preventable. If a person gets in there early enough and detects it growing, then they can really avoid having any trouble with it ever.
That is not something that can easily be said about other illnesses, other types of cancer, that if you get on it early enough, you're going to, your chance of success is much, 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 much higher.
Exactly. You know, I've been working for Search for a long time, and, you know, there's numerous chronic conditions that we need to be paying attention to, things that we have to worry about. That's all of it is important. But for colon cancer, a screening, such as a FIT test or a colonoscopy, can literally save a person's life if you get in there early. And by early, I mean about, I think a person, all of us should start talking with our providers around age 40.
Okay.
To say, hey, is this something I need to think about given my own personal risk? There are risk factors that make some people more apt to be at risk for colon cancer than others. And so I think it's a good conversation to have starting in your 40s. And particularly if you're Alaska Native or American Indian, statistics show that they're more likely to have a more advanced cancer if they wait until they're 50 to get screened. So it's important to start that conversation in your 40s.
Okay. And this is something that once you start getting, like, let's say, like, in there on your 40th birthday as a weird birthday present to yourself, is this something that you're now going to have to like annually celebrate? Are you having these kind of intense screenings every year?
Oh, the good news is the answer is no. Some people might be thinking, well, what is a colonoscopy anyway? I mean, it's a strange sounding word. You know, to get a colonoscopy, what that means is that you have to do a preparation for about 24 to 48 hours prior, which you take medication that cleans out your body. Mm-hmm. And I will confess, having been through this myself, that's by far the most unpleasant part of it. Mm-hmm. Literally, you're cleaning out your colon of anything that's in there so that when the colonoscopy happens, there's a clear view to see what's going on inside your body. So the medication that cleans out your body involves staying by a bathroom pretty much for 24 hours straight. Mm-hmm. And that can be very unpleasant. People do get through it. And then the colonoscopy itself is a flexible tube that's inserted in the patient's rectum. And on the end of that tube is a tiny camera. And so literally, it's like that amazing, incredible journey movie that some of us saw when we were children. You're actually going inside your body and you can see what's in there. And the provider can see immediately if there are cancerous growths called polyps. on the inside of a person's colon. And the good news is you don't just look at them. If you see them, they get snipped right off. So that's where the preventive power of a colonoscopy really comes into play. You can literally remove the cancer that day, right then and there, and then you're done.
Wow. And this is something that for the procedure, you don't have to be following along on the screen with your own Discovery Channel special. This is something where you can just take a nap and doc will wake you up when it's done.
Exactly. Some people do choose to stay awake, and God bless them. I think that that's really interesting and cool. I did not choose to do that. I was in the, I'll just take a nap and you wake me when it's done category. Mm-hmm. And so going through it was something that needed to take some focused attention on my part, certainly. But it, again, once it was over, and if you do have a clear bill of health on your colonoscopy day, you typically don't have to get another one for 10 years.
Oh, wow. 10 years, that's
10 years is a big space for sure. So that's the story of the colonoscopy. If a person is just not ready to do that, if they're not living in a community that has easy access to colonoscopies, there are other tests that are a little less invasive called a FIT test. It's a fecal immunochemical test, FIT. That's basically just putting a small amount of stool sample on a card and in the privacy of your own home. And then that stool sample is analyzed at a lab. And what they're looking for there is traces of blood, because that can be an indicator that all is not well mm-hmm. in your colon. So if you got a FIT test once a year, that's going to be a pretty good indicator of your overall colon health and what's going on.
Okay. So if someone wants to be responsible for their health, but jumping into both feet to that more invasive exam, can't quite get there. There's still something you can do to be proactive about your health.
Absolutely. And for those of you who are listening and that want to be super proactive, acquiring a taste for vegetables, fruits, and high fiber foods just throughout the lifespan is going to really go far to help prevent cancer in the colon from developing ever. I think of it literally as clearing out the colon so that things don't stay there and fester and get sick. Mm-hmm. That's a very simplistic way to describe it, but I like the visual of it. Fruits and vegetables help keep you cleaned out and keep your body really healthy. You know, this issue is very personal for me. I recently lost my brother-in-law, and he was only 60 years old. His first screening he got when he was 57, and he thought he was fine.
Yeah.
You know, he was still in his 50s, and I felt good. And not that everyone has to have this sad story that my family did, but I just can't emphasize it enough, having it, since it did hit so close to home, that it's worth having a conversation with your provider. Mm-hmm. Just start in your 40s, really figure out what's going to be right for you, because once that cancer does spread, it is very deadly and it is hard to contain. So get it early, get it gone, and think about other things in your life, because we all have a lot of other things we want to think about and live for.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's, if you can do just these like little things every day, like high fiber diet, get with lots of fruits and veggies. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Little things every day, talking to your doctor about it, maybe getting that one screening, one and done for a decade. It's a small amount of general discomfort, but when you consider the alternative, it's worth it. As you said, to be able to like remove polyps, shoot in the screening, you don't have to schedule a second procedure. It doesn't have to be some long involved process. You can kind of get straight to it.
Exactly.
And is this something that you don't necessarily have to talk to a specialist or anything about, you know, is this something that I need to consider right now? This is something you can just talk to your primary physician?
Correct. Any primary care physician would be happy to talk to you about your family history, your personal risk based on your age and other factors, what your lifestyle is. You know, there are lifestyle factors that make a person tend to be more at risk than not. And it's kind of the typical list of risk factors. If a person uses tobacco, if a person uses alcohol, mm-hmm. if a person does not have the chance to eat a lot of fruits and vegetables, or they just didn't grow up liking them. Mm-hmm. You know, these are things that can over time really impact your risk for something like colon cancer. So talk to the provider, and then from there you would go to a specialist to get the colonoscopy, okay. Or whatever the next right step for you is. As I mentioned, a FIT test, very non-invasive, mm-hmm. Done in the privacy of your own home, that might be the best first step for most patients who aren't ready to go the whole colonoscopy yeah. route.
And yeah, as you said, it's something that you can discuss with your doctor who knows your medical history, who knows your family history. So you can mm-hmm. make your own individual decision for what's best for each person. But yes. that first step is definitely taking that first step, setting up an appointment with your physician to at least broach the subject.
Yes. And this is an easy one to want to not think about. Mm-hmm. I feel it, you know, it's like, I don't want to think about this. This is, you know, this isn't a pleasant topic to want to talk about, but to think about instead, gosh, let's just get this over with. As you mm-hmm. said, one and done. What a relief
yeah.
to have the screening and ideally have no, you know, no polyps, nothing going on that needs to be addressed. And then that patient can really rest easy for a decade
yeah.
Until thinking about it again. So that's where we came up with the no excuses. You know, that wasn't meant to be judgmental as much as like, just like get it done. It's just worth it. It's not worth, the downside is too down,
yeah.
is too steep. Just getting it done is going to give you and your family that peace of mind so that you can move on and do the other things we all like to do.
Yeah, without having that, yeah, in the back of your mind, just festering away. That's mm-hmm. yeah, definitely a good thing to, yeah, just like you said, no more excuses. It's no one's favorite topic. We're all on the same page with that, but it is universally important for everyone. So yeah. rip off the Band-Aid.
Yep.
Meet up with your physician.
You know, we're here talking about colon. It's not even 8:30 in the morning.
I know, man. We're starting strong on Monday.
Yes. Let's just bring it out here. But again, let's just, you know, for the benefit of all of our communities and our listeners, I feel like it's important to bring this subject up and talk about it in a candid way. Talk about the things that are unpleasant about it. That's okay. There are some things that are unpleasant about this, but they are temporary. Mm-hmm. And the peace of mind is much better than anything else that you could know about. And even if and polyps are found, for example, again, you can get rid of those very easily, mm-hmm. Sometimes even in the same procedure on the same day. So I see that as a really great path to take.
Excellent. Well, we are out of time this morning, but Martha Pearson, thank you so much for joining me this morning at the start of Colon Cancer Awareness Month. With no more excuses, everyone should go sign up, get your, if you're over 40, talk to your doctor, just get it over with and be good on with being your healthier, merrier self. Again, thank you, Martha, for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Karen. Have a great day.
You as well.
Support for this station comes from C-Mart Quality Foods, open all day every day for in-person shopping with COVID-19 safety protocols in place. Curbside pickup and delivery are available with online shopping and more information at cmart.com.
Is Bird Note. Every March, a vast glittering blue wave sweeps northward across the North American continent. This natural wonder is not a massive storm rushing forth from the tropics. It's the annual spring migration of tree swallows. Millions of tree swallows. The swallows spend the winter along the Caribbean, in Central America, and in the warmest parts of South Texas and California. By March, they're on the move. Some will nest as far north as there are trees in northern Alaska and Canada. tree swallows rank among the earliest northbound migrants. Most swallows eat only flying insects, but the early arrivers in the north may be aided by their ability to subsist on berries during cold spells. But something else motivates the tree swallows' northward push against the cold edge of winter. Their choice of nest sites. They nest only in cavities, such as old woodpecker holes or man-made nest boxes. The supply of such specialized nest sites is limited, and competition is intense. So in this case, the early bird gets the nest. For BirdNote, I'm Michael Stein. Support for BirdNote comes from the Cornell Labs Bird Academy, with online courses that share the wonder and joy of birds. More at allaboutbirds.org.
Let's go to the library. Raven Radio's vinyl and compact disc musical library on Straight No Chaser every Friday from 2:06 p.m. until 4 o'clock. We will hear Pepper Adams, Dave Brubeck, Joe Venuti, Lester Young, and other fine musicians working with pianos, trombones, flutes, guitars, saxophones, drums, trumpets, and the double bass, and more. Join me on Fridays for KCAW's Straight No Chaser.
Good morning. The time is currently 8:32. Today is Monday, March 15th, 2021. It is a little breezy and definitely a little snowy outside, but warmer than yesterday. It's already 35 degrees here at the Cable House. Taking a look at the updated marine weather forecast for Southeast Alaska outside waters. An area of low pressure in the northern Gulf along with associated front will move inland today. Tonight, another low will move north through the Gulf and will make landfall near Cross Sound, then will continue to travel north on Tuesday. For Cape Decision to Cape Edgecombe, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, south wind 25 knots, seas 12 feet, rain. Tonight, south wind 30 knots becoming west late, seas 17 feet, rain in the evening. Tuesday, southwest wind 15 knots becoming east in the afternoon, seas 13 feet, rain in the afternoon. For Cape Edgecombe to Cape Fairweather, gale warning through this morning. Today, southeast wind 40 knots becoming southwest 20 knots in the morning, then becoming south 10 knots in the afternoon. Seas 11 feet, rain and snow in the morning. Tonight, east wind 25 knots becoming northwest late, seas 15 feet, rain and snow in the evening, then rain late. Tuesday, west wind 20 knots becoming east in the afternoon, seas 11 feet. For Cape Fairweather to Icy Cape, gale warning through this morning. Today, southeast wind 40 knots becoming southwest 20 knots in the morning, seas 11 feet, rain and snow in the morning. Tonight, north wind 15 knots, seas 11 feet. Tuesday, west wind 15 knots in the morning becoming light, seas 9 feet, southwest swell. For inside waters, in Icy Strait, small craft advisory through this morning. Today, east wind 25 knots, diminishing to 15 knots in the afternoon, seas 4 feet, snow, and rain in the afternoon. Tonight, east wind 20 knots, seas 4 feet, snow. Tuesday, west wind 20 knots, becoming east 10 knots in the afternoon, seas 4 feet in the morning, then 2 feet or less. In Cross Sound, small craft advisory tonight. Today, east wind 15 knots, seas 6 feet, snow early in the morning, then snow and rain in the afternoon. Tonight, east wind 15 knots, seas 9 feet, snow. Tuesday, southwest wind 20 knots becoming east 10 knots in the afternoon, seas 9 feet. In northern Chatham Strait, small craft advisory through this morning. Today, south wind 25 knots diminishing, gust to 40 knots early in the morning, seas 5 feet subsiding, snow, rain in the afternoon. Tonight, south wind 20 knots, gust to 35 knots late, seas 4 feet, rain and snow. Tuesday, south wind 15 knots becoming north in the afternoon, seas 3 feet in the morning, then 2 feet or less, rain in the afternoon. In southern Chatham Strait, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, south wind 25 knots, seas 6 feet except 9 feet near ocean entrances, snow and rain. Tonight, south wind 25 knots, gusts to 40 knots, seas 5 feet except 13 feet near ocean entrances, rain in the evening, then rain and snow late. Tuesday, south wind 15 knots, seas 3 feet except 10 feet near ocean entrances, rain in the afternoon. And taking a look at the updated zone forecast for our listening area. In Sitka and Port Alexander, today, rain and snow. Snow may be heavy at times. No snow accumulation. Highs around 40 degrees. Southeast winds to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, rain and snow. No snow accumulation. Lows in the mid-30s. Southeast winds to 20 miles per hour with gusts to around 35 miles per hour. Tuesday, rain and snow likely, no snow accumulation, highs in the mid-40s, southeast winds to 10 miles per hour. In Tenneke Springs, winter weather advisory remains in effect until 1 p.m. this afternoon. Today, snow accumulation around 3 inches, highs in the mid-30s, east winds to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, snow accumulation around 4 inches, lows around 30 degrees, east winds to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, chance of rain and snow, highs around 40 degrees, east winds to 10 miles per hour. In Pelican and Elfin Cove, winter storm warning remains in effect until 1 p.m. this afternoon. Today, snow and rain, snow accumulation around 5 inches, highs around 40 degrees, southeast winds to 20 miles per hour with gusts to around 35 miles per hour. Tonight, snow accumulation around 4 inches, lows around 30 degrees, southeast winds to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, snow likely and chance of rain, little or no snow accumulation, highs around 40 degrees, southeast winds to 10 miles per hour. In Angoon, winter weather advisory remains in effect until 1 p.m. this afternoon. Today, snow and rain, snow accumulation around 3 inches, highs in the mid-30s, north winds to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, snow and rain, snow accumulation around 1 inch, lows in the mid-30s, north winds to 15 miles per hour. Tuesday, rain likely and chance of snow, little or no snow accumulation, highs around 40 degrees, north winds to 10 miles per hour. In Cake, winter weather advisory remains in effect until 1 p.m. this afternoon. Today, snow and rain, snow accumulation around 5 inches, highs in the mid-30s, southwest winds to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, rain and snow, no snow accumulation, lows in the mid-30s, southwest winds to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, rain and snow, no snow accumulation, highs around 40 degrees, light winds. In Yakutat, winter storm warning remains in effect until 1 p.m. this afternoon. Today, snow accumulation around 2 inches, highs in the mid-30s, south winds to 15 miles per hour with gusts to around 30 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, isolated snow showers, lows in the mid-20s, northeast winds to 10 miles per hour with gusts to around 25 miles per hour. Tuesday, snow likely, snow accumulation around 1 inch, highs around 40 degrees, south winds to 10 miles per hour. And we're already almost 20 minutes before 9 o'clock. This is Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. Thanks for joining me this morning. Have a fabulous start to your week. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm A. Martinez.
And I'm Noel King. Good morning. Nearly 6,000 Amazon employees who work at a warehouse in Bessemer, Alabama, are voting by mail on whether to unionize. If they do, this would be the first union Amazon facility in this country. Here's Jennifer Bates, who works there.
I keep butterflies, and butterflies normally come to calm me, but this is my stomach stays full, and it seems like it's getting bigger and bigger. Full of butterflies because it's nerve-wracking to think, I don't know how this is going to go.
Nerve-wracking. The election ends later this month. And I should mention that Amazon is a financial supporter of NPR, but we cover them like any other company. Some lawmakers support the union, including Senator Marco Rubio, a Republican, and, of course, President Biden. Also, Michigan Congressman Andy Levin. Earlier this month, he and a group of Democrats traveled to Bessemer. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, Noel. How are you?
Good, thanks. What did Amazon employees there tell you?